Hello, and welcome to Voices of Our People across the Windspeaker Radio Network. I'm Hannah Hemphill, and this week we're joined with Siksika filmmaker Sanoxin Trevor Solway to talk about his powerful new documentary that I can't stop talking about. It's called Siksika Gaygoan, The Blackfoot Man. It intimately portrays the lives of Blackfoot men as they navigate identity, kinship, and the complex expectations of manhood. Trevor, thanks for joining me today. I'm wondering, what did you discover about your own masculinity while making this film?
Yeah, but what I discovered is that there's like a spectrum of experiences and expressions, and then like masculinity doesn't have to be this very narrow like expression of like of being tough and wearing like this tough mask. And I think, you know, there's a reason for that as well, that why people have developed that sort of hardened exterior, especially us on the prairies. Mm-hmm. But I also think that like it's part of the human experience to feel all of your emotions. And so what I learned is that it's okay to like feel your emotions, and that's like the most human thing possible is to feel.
Yes.
And I think it's like, you know, it's okay to feel your emotions, but it's how you like sit with them and how you react with them that really counts and matters and says a lot about your relationship to others. And so, yeah, it really made me examine that. And when you make a documentary, like pretty much for like, you know, like empathy makers instead of filmmakers. And so it's like, you have to really hold a lot of space for people. And yeah, just like, so I think I've learned to be compassionate as well to go along with the filmmaking process. So I've grown to be a more compassionate person to making this thing. Like one other thing I'd like to say, for like Blackfoot men, you know, like for the longest time, like in history, we were called the Lords of the Plains. And I also wanted to make this film to like, what happened? What's the weight of having to live up to that moniker and to live up to that kind of warrior image? And I'm proud and value of that. That's part of our history and that part of our identity. But I also wanted to have like a nuanced look at what are other ways can, you know, a warrior also be gentle? Can they also be caring? Can they also be loving?
Yes.
And, you know, hold space for both of those identities and not just have this kind of really narrow look at who we are.
You know, there's this part in the film where there's a young boy, and I believe he's on a bull, and everyone's kind of talking to him and you know, and it's really intense. And there's this moment where a man says, it's okay to be scared. And I just love that message. It hit me so hard. And you were mentioning how, you know, in this film, like Indigenous men are often portrayed as like, there's stereotypes or warriors, there's different things. Was there a specific moment for you during filming where you felt you were breaking through that lens?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite scenes too. And it's been one of those you know, like sequences in the film that just always stayed in the film through various different cuts, and just the young boy is riding a spear, and so it's like a young bull, and I think it was his older cousin, Cody Big Tobacco, he's calling him. Yeah, it's okay to feel scared, and that's what it's all about. That's what this experience of being a cowboy is all about, is to like feel scared and overcome that. And so that was one of my favorite things to film too, is just like holding on that, like finding my space behind that crowded shoot and then witnessing this moment for this boy while everyone's, you know, kind of, yeah, like barking their encouragement at him or pressuring him for the better or worse. And I think, like it also taught me just to hold on a moment, like hold and hold and hold. And something and to witness it. So I think sometimes when we're filmmakers, we try to like break something into a sequence, and we try to reposition, and we lose the authenticity of that moment. And so that was something I shot very, very early on in the film, and I kind of kept that consistent throughout the whole practice of like interviewing people and allowing them to come into their own thoughts rather than like asking a follow-up question right away when they kind of go silent. Like,
yeah.
You never know what people are going to do when there's a little bit of silence there. And so, it taught me a lot just to kind of observe and be silent.
You have really offered an intimate exploration of Indigenous masculinity. And I don't feel like I've ever seen that on screen before. And you were filming this for years. I'm wondering, after watching it, how did the men that were featured in this film and respond to seeing themselves portrayed this way?
Yeah, we had a community screening back in January before, you know, any festival premiere. And that was really important, is to show the community. And, you know, before we even filmed too, like, some of the people who I followed very closely before we got into this, being like, explaining to them what it means to be in a film, the life that this is going to take afterwards. And like, even people who are going to be in like the poster, making sure they're aware of like their image being, you know, reproduced over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when we had the community screening, it was good. We had like a really long talk afterwards. Like, it wasn't really like a Q&A. It was more like a conversation that lasted like probably 2 hours after the screening. And I think people were, yeah, they felt seen and they felt valued, even in like their seemingly like mundane moments, where I think as Native people, what goes on inside our homes, people don't really think is important. And that's what's been portrayed in film. It's like, oh, it's like you only were seeing films when you're at a powwow and you're dressed up in your regalia, when
yes.
you're on horseback, or when you're, you know, being this either savage Indian or this noble Indian. But rarely are we seen as human beings.
Yes.
And so I think everyone felt really, yeah, I think like they felt seen in their everyday lives.
What surprised you the most in this whole process?
Like how willing and comfortable everyone was with being filmed and being a part of the process. I thought when I wanted to make a film about masculinity, because of all this discourse around toxic masculinity, people would shy away from it.
Yeah.
But like almost everyone was just willing to be themselves and to speak from the heart, or speak, you know, when emotions were high. Like, I'm thinking about that hockey scene where you know, the Pittsburgh Buffaloes lost this game and they were venting their frustration. And I think that this goes to show that people are, when there's a person from your community telling the story, the level of trust changes and they just go about their lives. If it was somebody outside the community, you know, they might act differently. They might say things differently. And so that's what surprised me, was just the willingness of everybody.
I could see from watching the film, you had so much care, so much respect, and such a lens for this. And I know that this film has already won some awards. It's showing up at major festivals, including the ones that are coming in to Alberta. Are there any reactions that have stood out to you from the audiences so far?
Yeah, I think people have been really receptive to the like approach. Like, I shot this verite, and so it's like very observational. There's no like stage sequences or like, I don't know, traditional talking head interviews. Like, it's all candid moments that are pushing the story forward. And people have been really receptive to that and that style of filmmaking. And I think as Indigenous filmmakers, like, this is our time to like create new methods of storytelling. I think that like the three-act structure and the hero's journey, all of these things that have been projected onto our image and our storytelling practice, they were made without our participation in that. And so I think people have been like took a breath of fresh air, this new approach to documentary filmmaking.
Yeah, it definitely is. I was expecting actually a bunch of interviews. So it was so refreshing with the way that you decided to capture it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was something that, you know, my producer, Cody Savard out of the NFC, really like opened my eyes to, like, yeah, the verite approach. And like, when you shoot verite, like, you're really witnessing a moment rather than projecting onto a moment. And so that's something that we always kind of kept in mind when filming it.
Oof. When you said that, capturing the moment instead of projecting, I got chills. Like, that's exactly, you're capturing that moment and you're not throwing anything else onto it.
Yeah, exactly. I think like, when you start to like overly plan or meticulously like shot list like what's supposed to be real life, like I think that's how like a lot of documentaries are made today. It's like a wide shot, and then like, can you do that action over and over again? Like, and a lot of those times you got to think about it. Like, that's the director or the filmmaker making a decision on behalf of the subject, and then that becomes like a representation of truth for that not just that person, but of that community. And I think that's what's happened to Native people since the dawn of cinema, is it hasn't been us telling our stories.
Mm-hmm.
And people's like knowledge of us comes from like these Western films, or it comes from these culturally appropriated contemporary films. And so I think we're seeing an influx of authentic storytellers starting to tell our stories, and like nothing will ever beat like lived experience. And that's what I like to create my films from.
So how would you describe this film in your own words and encourage people to go see it?
Yeah, Six of Gaekwon is a gentle exploration of Indigenous masculinity in the plains, and observes the many experiences of our people in their everyday lives.
Oh, I love it. Well, I want to first, like, congratulations. You've already received a lot of awards. There's going to be film festivals that this is premiered at. And what struck me most about this film is just how intentional and thoughtful and unscripted in the realest way. Because to your point around the documentaries, where everything actually really is scripted a lot of times that we're seeing now, this is such a different way for doing it. So I just really wanted to thank you, your crew, for bringing something that honestly I have never seen in film.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Our People. This week's guest was Siksika filmmaker Sinoxon Trevor Solway, talking about his powerful new documentary, Siksika Gaekwon, The Blackfoot Man, that will be premiering at the Calgary International Film Festival and the Edmonton International Film Festival this month. Thank you for listening to Voices of Our People on the Windspeaker Radio Network.